Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Bravo. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Ben Mandelker, also of the Game Brain Podcast, for all you fellow board game nerds out there. And joining me, my favorite turkey, my favorite pilgrim, my favorite man that I do not sleep with. It's Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Hello.
I am thankful
I'm thankful for you, you little turkey. Happy birthday, turkey.
Happy Thanksgiving. hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today, we're talking Real Housewives of Orange County. We're also doing Crappens on Demand. So if you want to watch us, go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens and sign up on the Crappens on Demand level, which not only gives you access to these wonderful videos, you get access to the bonus episodes. We have Emily in Paris. We've been doing those. We're on episode 6 there, so we've been recapping that show. It's been super fun. Also, our Discord server. We haven't given a shout-out in a little bit, but our Discord server has been really awesome. It's been growing. And we were talking about maybe doing like a Crappens cooking club on there. And like once a month, everyone does. Yeah, once a month, everyone's going to like cook something, a recipe. We're all going to cook the same recipe and then share our results on the Discord server. So that is going to be really, really fun. I haven't figured out what that's going to look like yet, but, you know, come join. That's a lot of us like to cook. So
Let's get together.
Let's cook. Yeah.
Well, so fun.
Today is actually, I guess this is Crappensgiving, Ronnie, right? You know, last year we got to do Crappensgiving in New York City. We had an amazing show. Remember, Hannah from Summer House was there, and Kate Chastain came out, and she did the tablescape for us.
And that's when they met, so thanks.
Is that really when they met?
Okay, you're welcome, Bravo Chat Room. I think so. And now look at them, both on Bravo Chat Room kicking ass, so go watch that show as well to celebrate awesome. Our little Thanksgiving turkeys.
I know. I missed that. I'm sorry that we could not do Crappensgiving live again this year, but maybe next year.
Yeah. But guess what? You know what? The whole world is on hold, okay? And that's here's right. What's not on hold. Shannon's alcohol. Not on hold.
Shannon's tequila. Not on hold.
Now, just a macro before we get into this episode of Orange County. This is Bronwyn's renewing her vows episode. And, you know, Bronwyn's sober for 30 days or whatever, and she's, you know, making an effort. Now, here's the problem in sobriety with everything. Sorry, I project so much in these recaps, but as you go on through sobriety and you, like, everyone around you is suddenly a drunk, I do not want that to happen to the show. Where now we're just like judging how drunk somebody is. I don't need Shannon to stop drinking. So if that's where we're headed, you all better make a U-turn, okay? Get back to the liquor store.
There's no way Shannon's going to stop drinking. She is too waspy to stop drinking, okay? Have you seen her dad? Okay. There will be booze in her cup for many decades to come.
Yeah, I just really... Of course, Shannon was really fucking drunk, but she doesn't have Vicky and Tamara to be wasted with her, so it's like just her being wasted, and so she looks like a drunk, and that's why you're not supposed to drink at home. You have to be an alcoholic in a group so that no one calls you an alcoholic. Right. They only call you an alcoholic when you're not actually sharing your martini.
Well, you also don't want to do something alcoholic-y at a party thrown by someone who's like newly sober, because it makes your alcoholic tendencies really stick out. Yeah. You want to wait till you do it like in not such a contrasty environment.
Maybe. Yeah, but the editing was super heavy on Shannon's a drunk now. Now we have to have a Shannon's a drunk storyline. But
that being said,
what else could they put together? Like, literally, that's all she gave them. And it was hilarious.
I don't know why we haven't seen more of this over the past several years. We know she drinks heavily, heavily, you know? But we really haven't had, like, a Shannon is drunk episode. Like, this was on a Real Housewives of New York level of like Sonia Morgan or Dorinda or any of them just getting wasted, you know, for an episode. And they were like, let's give it to Shannon. And I was like, thank you. This is what this show needs.
Let's give it to Shannon. Let's let Shannon do it this year. Like, it's a passing the honor torch to Shannon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Funny. Okay, so we know it's going to be a very, very serious episode because there's no opening. It's just like, you just see them holding their whatever. What are they holding? Those oranges?
Oranges, maybe? Duh.
Oranges, and then...
They hold counties. Maps of counties.
Yeah, they hold counties. They just, yeah, they hold little coronavirus things in their hand. And then...
a QAnon website. Yeah,
and then it's just silent, and we are back at the wedding... The end of the wedding, when Shannon is telling everybody that she's so mad that Kelly accused me of doing a water. Oh, water. It was a teacher. A teacher.
Kelly, I have to tell you. I gotta tell you, Kelly. I am reeled right now. I am reeled. I'm not just saying that because my brand is called Reel for Real. I am reeled. I am reeled. And she's like,
reeled? What's that? What's that even? What's reeled?
I'm reeling. I'm reeling. I'm reeling right now. Like, you know, when you're angry and you're real, I am.
What are you,
I am,
woke? What does that mean? You're woke? What are you, woke right like now? Doesn't, hey, woke.
Literally doesn't even sound, doesn't, literally doesn't even sound like woke. Where are you really in a fish?
Or what are you, reel in a fish, woke person? And then we see Bronwyn and Sean, and they're sitting on the big lit love sign, getting a kiss, getting a picture. And Bronwyn's like, I'm exhausted. And I just wrote, imagine how he feels. Jesus Christ. Sean must be so fucking tired right
now. I know. The whole family. So then we go back to Shannon, and she's like, here I am, excited that you and I are making another step. Okay, step. You know what the word step is? Step. Okay, it's not woke. Okay.
What's that? And woke step? Shut up, stupid step.
You take stairs up to take a step to go for. Anyway, we're taking another step. And I thought, if I had a water line, why wouldn't you come to me? If you thought that, why wouldn't you come to me? Why wouldn't you come to me?
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Like, it doesn't even bug me. It's a free country, all right? We're in a miracle.
We are doing a tincture. Okay, a tincture.
Well, I thought you said water.
Tincture, 2 ounce bottle, tincture, 2 ounces, which is the exact water? Amount of love that I ever got from David after 20 years. Two
woke
ounces.
Water. Janet's making a woke water.
You're making a mountain of a molehill. I'm making a tincture out of a molehill. Thank you very much.
And she's like, Shannon, let it go. It's like a tincture. Like, we already covered that. Why are you bringing it up again? It's like beating dead horses, okay? It's a tincture. What's a tincture again? What is it?
Windshield wipers engaged. Okay. Just for the record, I would never choose an industry that any of you were involved in. Ever. I would never do that. I would never. And I would never say that industry is sad and depressing either. I would never. Never.
And you know that Shannon is really angry, Shannon, because when she gets really mad, she puts the tip of her tongue on the top of her mouth when she says never. She's like, never.
It's like Audrey 2.
Never.
Audrey 2 about to eat something.
Yeah, and Kelly's like, well, I want everyone to be successful, okay? Because it's America! And we should all be selling something. Like, when I'm in New York, I tell the Statue of Liberty, you're lazy, sell something! She's just standing there showing the world her armpit. Like, sell the odorant, you lazy woke bitch! Come on!
Well, Kelly, I thought you were upset. I thought you were upset, okay?
And then Kelly's like, I'm sorry. That wasn't my intention. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, this is the Kelly I know and don't always love. A girl that comes at you and then acts like it's no big deal. Like, what? I don't care that you have a water line. What's a water line? What's a water line? Have a water line. You do care, Kelly Dodd.
But of course, Shannon says that all, like, it's quarantine cam. So she's like, her voice is like, it's basically like,
yeah, her voice is definitely in an echo, and then her hands are so big. She's like,
Of course, Shannon has the worst microphone. So then Bronwyn takes a picture of the family, and then it's like party time, and Kelly's like congratulating Bronwyn for being married for 20 years. And then we cut to Elizabeth. This is a big Elizabeth episode, by the way. And she's like, where's Bronwyn? I don't want to drink in front of her. I mean, I do want to drink in front of her. What do I mean? I don't know. I'll say both statements. You have to figure it out.
So Santa's like, I got to go to the room, which means she got to get wasted because she's hiding her alcohol in her room. So she goes to her room and John makes her a cocktail. And she's like, well, we should have it in here. And Adeline is like, well, that was a very different vow renewal. And Santa's like, oh, really?
She's like slurping. She's like, what? She's like,
really? What are you saying? What are you saying? What do you mean? What do you mean?
No, I just mean the vow renewal was just like more fun. That's all. I mean, it's just there's just more happy than sad, you know? And she's like, what? Please elaborate. Please elaborate. I mean, please, you know, by all means. I mean, I'm just a simple human being who was dragged to a gastropub on her birthday to eat sugary sauce when she was trying to diet. But please, by all means, throw the daggers at me.
Yours was just more sentimental, Mom. She's like, well, I do not want to compare them. Why would I compare a terrible one like Bronwyn's to a wonderful one like mine? I mean, look, mine, I had no idea. I was having a vow renewal. It was a surprise. And then I saw you guys there, and I, you know what? Bronwyn didn't have to go through a public affair either like I did.
Do you get that, Stella? Do you get that? Do you get that? Okay, do you get that? No, I really hope I'm not harming my children. Stella, do you understand what I went through? Your father cheated on me and we had a terrible vow renewal and you can't expect any happiness in life. Can I have some more tequila, please? That would be wonderful. Thank you.
No reason to cry, Mom. She goes, I don't know why I'm crying. I'm sorry. You know, everyone wants to keep the family together, especially when you're a little kid. And when you're in an unhappy marriage, I'm working on being less reactive when John helps. And I hope I can change the damage I've caused my children. Like you, you little fucking monster! My heart is gutted!
You shall always revere the vow renewal that we had, even if it was a failure, okay, Stella? You shall never mention bad things about it again. It was the best vow renewal of all time, Stella.
Yeah, jeez. So then back at the party, Bronwyn's dancing with her baby. And then Kelly goes up to Mama Jo, Bronwyn's grandmother. And she's like this 90-something-year-old lady. And Kelly's like, I know so many people who would love you. Are you ready to bang it out?
She's like, do they have money? If they have money, I will. You have money? And Elizabeth's like, Kelly, that was hilarious, Kelly.
Well, they have money and one foot in the grave and you're ready there to bang it out. They could die of a heart attack.
She goes, well, what do I do about my ex-husband who lives with me?
You're not married! So then Bronwyn is talking to Emily and Emily's like, glad you worked things out with Gina. Like, that was really important. And Bronwyn's like, yeah, we were both nervous, but open as well, which is really important.
Yeah, well, I'm proud because, like, all the tension that you guys have had, like, she's not drinking for you.
Yeah, and Bronwyn says that, like, she never expected the women not to drink, but the fact that Gina's not drinking, that's what's called showing up. And then it cuts to John. Shannon just pouring more tequila in the room, like, we only have 5 minutes left. Come on, hurry up. She's like, out of respect, we are not going to drink tequila in front of her, but we are going to have one for the road. Okay, come on, pour it up. All right, Stella, the way you make up for making mommy mad is give her more tequila. Come on, Stella.
So then Kelly goes over and talks to Dr. Deb, and she's like, hey, mean squeeze, you my mean squeeze? You're so skinny right now, you're so tincture. Did I use that word right? What is a tincture? I've heard that somewhere.
Dr. Deb, she's talking about how she did some sort of, like, she's like, I did a master cleanse with a digital detox and
shut
also
up
ate a scorpion.
With that. Yeah, I did a digital master cleanse combined with a digital detox.
Okay.
Sure. And then a kid is like, hey, Grandma Deb, like, this fell out of your hair. And it's like, it's like the original louse. It's like a golden louse.
Yes.
Lice becomes an issue.
It's like a little charm or something. And Kelly's like, what is that? She goes, there's no telling. I mean, God, there's no telling what's in my hair. She's like, don't you wash it? She's like, no. No, Kelly. I don't wash
it. We don't wash our hair in this family. Yeah. Don't worry. It never really seems to affect anything. We won't have any issues.
Kelly goes, what's in there? And she's like, chickens. And Kelly's like, that's gross.
So now John and Shannon are walking to the reception, and Shannon's like, oh my God, sweet. Oh my God. Because she's like, I guess it's wet raining. And she doesn't have balance or whatever. Yeah. And she's like, sweetie, can we walk in with this or not? Or like, is that going to be disrespectful? He's like, no one knows what's in it, huh? And she's like, okay.
So then Sherry, Bronwyn's friend, is Sherry the one that Bronwyn's kind of dating?
I don't know life if she's dating her, but I do know she was the one who said that Bronwyn said that Sherry is the one who's like saw the red flags.
Yeah, but Bronwyn's been like, now that she's redefining her marriage or whatever, she's been dating a chick. And I'm wondering if it's Sherry. I need to do more research on that, or any research, actually, because that makes this kind of creepy. She's like giving the speech at their wedding. She's like, oh God, I just love you guys to itty bitty pieces. Cheers to Sean and Bronwyn.
And elevators. Sherry Berry callback for those who really know. So Liz is like, give us your secrets, please tell me. And then Bronwyn is, did my phone just turn on? I think my digital assistant just was like, I'm here to give you my secrets. I'm like, no,
go on a digital Apple cleanse assistant. So Bronwyn's like, well, the secret is talking when it's hard, realizing when we're flawed, and letting go of what marriage was and embracing what it is now. And Elizabeth's like, I'm just jealous. I'm jealous of their relationship. 100 billion million%, which is times that times a dollar. It's about how much I'm going to get from my divorce. Cha-ching! I'm rich. Rich as hell, I tell you.
So Emily's like, Shannon, where were you? She's like, well, I had to go to the bathroom and I had to decompress. And, you know, she just starts saying so and but over and over again.
And Gina's like, Shannon tonight is on a scale of 1 to drunk. She's like 20 sheets to the wind. Way to get 30 accents in that one word, lady.
So, Shannon, are you good with Bronwyn? And she's like,
well, I I've been racking my brain with saying, you know, would I ever say someone's house is sad? And I don't.
Sad and depressing.
My vow renewal was great, wasn't it? I had a good vow renewal.
I would never say sad and depressing. And Emily's like, well, the only person that really matters here right now is Gina. And Gina's like, you know what? I'm really sick of hearing how sad and depressing my house is. Like, shut up already. My house is lovely, right?
I mean, I got a pillow that says lovely, so it's kind of official.
So everyone's dancing and Jimmy's just kind of standing there alone, and Elizabeth's like, Jimmy, get over here, you motherfucker. So nice to Jimmy.
Do you guys have sex?
No, we don't.
Why?
I'm not divorced yet, obviously.
Yeah, but when I'm divorced, it is on. And they're like, I don't know about this. And Liz is like, I know they just want to get to know me, but this is a little bit annoying. Okay, if you want to know about something, ask me about money. I love money. And Gina's like, well, he at least goes down on you, right? And she's like, oh, this is my business who I bang, not him, okay? No, he does not go down on me.
Like, well, do you make out? She's like, well, no, we don't actually even make out. I mean, we kissed once, but that was before he knew I was married, okay? And listen, we don't want either of us, we don't want to have sex. Both of us don't want to have sex until we're divorced. And then he's like, is it you or is it him? He's like, both of us. So it's him. It's him.
And Emily's like, I just want to put her on the stand.
And now Shannon truly having her crossover moment with New York. She finds Rowan and Jacob, Bronwyn's older children, two of her older children. She's like,
Rowan, Auntie Shannon over here. Sweetie, Rowan, how are you? Hey, you guys look great. I'm so happy for you. I just have to tell you, my ex-husband, he surprised me with a vow renewal, and it didn't work out. And my children all said to me that your vow renewal was upbeat and fun and good and so different than mine. Mine was a bad vow renewal, and my wedding was bad. Yours is good. And I'm sure there'll be no cheating or disappointments. You guys are great kids.
Yeah, pretty much. She's like, okay,
great talk, kids.
And they're like, what the hell? And Jacob's like, that was awkward as fuck, okay? And Rowan's like, yeah, she was so fucking drunk.
I know, because she's literally like, you guys have nothing but good things to look forward to. Okay, have a good night, sweeties.
And then my like marriage that. Took a turn.
It was funny because she's like,
and your parents had a great vow renewal. And then, you know, I had a great vow renewal. And then things took a tumble. So. All right, well, it'll work out for you guys, all right?
What do you think about cream cheese and salmon? That's people like that, right? People like that. I mean, I just don't understand why there's so many disappointments in life.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So we see Kelly talking to Dr. Deb. She's like, I want to come to your house and do mushrooms. And then Shannon at the bar is ordering another drink. And she's like,
oh, what is this? Vodka and grapefruit? Oh, God. Okay, I'll have three, thanks. Oh, can I have some of those olives? Give me those olives. I want them on a stick. Just give me some olives on a stick.
And John's like, sweetie, are you all right?
She's like, I'm fine. I'm just going to, hold on, I'm just going to pass out in a standing position for 3 seconds. Okay, I'm back.
And then there's a really awkward moment with Dr. Deb and Bronwyn and her stepdad or whoever
yeah,
this guy
whoever
is.
That guy is.
Howard Stern. Hippie Howard Stern. He's like, you know, Bronwyn, I found a letter that I wrote when I was 20, and what I was asking about was you.
And Dr. Deb, who is clearly still trying to sell Bronwyn on this guy all these years later, is like, he's been in her life a long time. A long time. And Bronwyn goes, 38 years.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, I guess so. 38 years. So then Kelly is talking to, she goes up to Shannon's group. And she's like, what's up? What's up, homies? And Shannon's like, oh, well, here, let me make a cheers to Shannon never having a waterline time.
You know what, you bitch? You need to drink some water. You need to drink water, bitch. Shannon, why do you get like this?
And Shannon gets right in her face. She's like,
Kelly?
Yeah. She's like right there.
She goes right to her face. And she goes,
Kelly, you and Zach were not positive when you came up to me earlier. I was not positive.
She's like, I'm positive. You're the one being a negative Nancy. And she's like, when Shannon gets too close to her face and Kelly just moves her head back like that and looks at her like,
yeah.
I felt a negative vibe from it, but like I'm willing to go on with that, okay? So if you still have an issue with me, like David had an issue with me after my not fun vow renewal, apparently, Stella. I thought it was a negative vibe, that's all.
Are you drunk?
No.
Yeah, you are. You're drunk. Go like this. Bend back and put your finger on your nose. Do it.
I did not have any of the tequila that we bought. I would never have the tequila when Bronwyn said no tequila. I would never do that. Yeah, I would never do that.
She tells her, never. I didn't even have any of the tequila that you bought. And Kelly's like, you were the one who brought it up.
And he goes, 30 minutes earlier, Shannon, like,
ah, my precious.
Shannon's trying to pin it on her. And she goes, well, yeah. You're the one who walked in with tequila to Bronwyn and said, I know you're triggered, but blah. And Kelly's like, what's worse, me carrying a bottle of tequila to the lobby or Shannon, me carrying it in or Shannon sneaking it in and getting flat out wasted? Which one's worse?
And then Kelly starts talking about triggers, and she's like, everyone has a trigger. I mean, I have a trigger with shopping. If I have Givenchy right here, am I going to buy it? No. And Shannon goes,
this is Givenchy right here. Givenchy.
And Bronwyn, her kids are like, Mom, look at Shannon. And Shannon looks over and she's like, oh, they're fine. They're having fun. They're laughing. And then we go back and Kelly's like, Shannon, you have something on your Givenchy. Whoops. It's your
it nose.
Does
the nose thing. And then we get a flashback to the nose flicking in Ireland. I had totally forgotten about that nose flick, about how Shannon got so mad about, like, she took her finger and just did this to me. Just did that. So this time she's like, Shannon's like, ha. And Kelly's like, why don't you find me funny? Yeah. Which I thought was like a really like sweetly earnest question. Like, I've been trying for 6 years. Just laugh at me once.
And Shannon's like, oh, well, would you think it's funny if, look, you got something on your shirt. And it's your nose. It's your nose. That is funny.
That is funny. I guess maybe we should have done that during our vows. Maybe it would have worked out then. That would have been a fun vow, right, Stella? That would have been a fun ceremony, I guess. I don't know. I'm just not the fun one.
Oh, you gotta love that Shannon finally got that fucking joke all these years later. It's like the first time she laughed at it. And then they're talking about the mirror's ceilings.
There's a mirror. Yeah, it's reflective on the, yeah.
Yeah, and Kelly's like, it's mirrors. Hey, Emily, you and Shane should have sex right here. Dorp and twerk sex. Dork should bone twerp. Do it.
Hey, Jimmy's gonna whip out his Mexican penis.
And they all get really serious.
They're like,
and Emily's like, wait. Kelly's like, wait, have you had sex with him? She goes, well, once. When he found out I was married, there was no more sex after that. I'm like, what are you doing? Are you protecting? Are you trying to get money out of this divorce? And just, so you're not admitting that you're having sex with Jimmy? Because if so, you just wrecked your whole thing.
I literally have no idea what Elizabeth's endgame is. Like, I just, like, Elizabeth came on, I was like, I like Elizabeth, but now I'm so confused by her. Like, nothing makes sense. She just says things. Yeah. So then,
like, lies, but they're not horrible lies where you're like, what a vicious liar. They're just like little lies, you know? I love water. You know, one thing, I love water. I haven't had water in 20 years. I just hate water. You're like,
why are you lying about that?
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe she's just overheating because her face is all flushed. Like, she's clearly just come from the dance floor. And so maybe her system is overloaded. So now I'm just saying random things because my system can't handle this anymore.
Yeah, they're just confused. Gina's like, I mean, she says she doesn't have sex with a boyfriend, but then she has sex with a boyfriend. So I don't get it. And Kelly's like, me and Rick, like, our whole life is about having sex.
Yeah, it's like, we can tell by the photos on Instagram of him being like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Instagram. So,
So then they're talking. Liz says, well, you know, I was telling Jimmy that before we have sex, like, we can't have sex because I'm still married. They're like, so you haven't had sex? I haven't had sex with him. And it says 1 minute earlier, have you had sex with him? Yes, we had sex once.
And Gina's like, yeah, the reason I'm having a hard time believing that is because she lies. That's why. Like, it's a simple reason. And then they show two days earlier where they're like, so how long have you guys been dating? I guess when they're on that double date or triple date.
Yeah.
Like, so how long have you guys been dating? And Jimmy's like, a year. She's like, well, I mean, outside of court order. And they're like, okay, well, then outside the court order. A year.
35 years. I mean, no, you do it, Jimmy. Okay. We've been dating. Jimmy, are you going to do this with me, Jimmy? We've been dating.
5 years.
16 years. Okay, wait. We've been dating 5
Pop-Tart.
4 years.
Oh, Pop-Tart.
No, try it one more time. One more time, Jimmy, just like rehearsal.
All right.
We have been dating for
leather belt.
3 months.
Leather belt. So Gina's like, you know, it's working against it because she doesn't want to tell us anything, and that makes us want to know everything. So Liz is like, well, I'll be getting a divorce, and then we'll be moving forward with lots of assets.
So, and then they're talking about divorcing and everything, and Jimmy's like, I didn't even get any money. I got shit, okay? But I got my children, though. Listen, yeah. I didn't even get children. I'm happy.
And then she starts crying. And she's like, there's not a day that goes by that I don't regret choosing money over children. And she's telling Jimmy in a clip, you see them in the hotel room. She's like, oh, you know, Jimmy, the girl said I should get a
Pop-Tart.
A baby. They said I should freeze my eggs and put them inside me and let it grow into a chicken. And he's like, well, you know, if you want kids, then you should probably evaluate that. It's like, well, you're not into it, so who cares then, Jimmy? Who cares then, Jimmy?
4 months. Not now, Jimmy. We had that question was 2 days ago.
So she tells us whether or not Jimmy wants to have a child, she could still have a child. And I guess just date Jimmy. And so she tells the girl, she's like, in your 20s, it's like, oh my God, how much money does he have? But then, you know what? Now I don't want a Rolex. I want a life.
I just want a man who understands a Dutch door that opens on the top and says closed on the bottom. Is that so hard to ask?
So then it's party every day, party every day. And Shannon and Kelly are like dirty dancing together.
Yeah.
I guess they're over their fight.
And yeah, exactly. And Elizabeth's like, yeah, hey, Bronwyn, your party's awesome. Hey, you're fun sober. You're really fun.
And Bronwyn's like, oh, thanks for doing that. You know what? I'm learning. I'm really having more fun being sober than I was having when I wasn't sober. And so they start talking about her mom. Liz asks about her mom. And she's like, well, you know, I mean, we've got some issues. She's like,
you need to baby step through those, okay?
And Emily's like, is the major issue that you told your mom what was going on and she used that against you? And Bronwyn's like, the issue is 42 years of my life.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It's everything. Yeah. Everything like, is the issue.
She's like, I told my mom, like, we should do therapy. And she was like, let's do MDMA instead. So, you know.
Liz is like, with your mom? Well, WTF?
Yeah. Gina's like, you know what? It's actually shocking that you're only an alcoholic.
Yeah. So then the girls, Gina and Emily, walk outside and talk about how they just want to eat chicken fingers by the pool. And then Gina's like,
I'm so scared of the water, Shing. Don't make me walk through a puddle, Shing.
He's like, there's a shark. She's like,
oh my God, I can't take it.
A shark.
King of Sharkasm.
So then Shannon is hugging Bronwyn, and she's like, Bronwyn,
hi, it's me, Shannon Bedore. I used to live in the rich part of the ocean that the poor person over there moved to the poor section. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you, I am here for you, Bronwyn, I'm here for you. I love you more than life, and I hope we're moving forward, because I'm good, and I want you to know, I did not bring tequila in here.
I took it to the room because I didn't want to be disrespectful like my daughter was when she said that your vows were actually more fun than my vows. So how about that? I'm the unfun vow maker. Mm. I guess that's me, Shannon Unfun. Maybe it's because I have to have my tequila in the room instead of at the party. I don't know. Maybe it's that. I don't know. I love you more than life.
And Bronwyn's like, wow, I'm shocked that Shannon was drinking. I just can't believe it. And she's like, I mean, look, I get it.
I think I was in my room. I had one drink. One drink in my room.
And Bronwyn tells us, you're hammered.
And she's like, well, all right, well, I'm going to go with my husband. Whoops, did I call him my husband? That guy John, who hasn't given me a wedding ring yet.
Well, hopefully there'll be some delicious cheese in my room that has not been sitting out for more than 45 minutes. Have a great night, Bronwyn.
Oh, my God. So Gina and Emily and Shane are back in their room, and Gina's like,
oh my God, and that Liz girl, like, I don't get it.
And Emily's like, well, like, you just get addicted to the lifestyle of, like, money, fame, making a bikini live with sleeves if you feel like it. It's, like, actually very, very addicting.
Yeah, as someone with a new hip, I understand how you can get addicted to life's pleasures.
New hip! Yep.
So then John and Shannon are walking with their umbrellas, and Shannon just goes,
that's not funny, John.
He's like, what?
She's like, I don't know. John.
She thinks someone stole their umbrella. She goes,
babe, we put two umbrellas in the basket, and now we only have, there's only one.
He's like, babe, I got two.
Oh, okay, that's not funny. That's not funny, John.
And so she's like,
oh, do you know that Bronwyn said that her grandfather couldn't come because he's a doctor and he was just exposed to 5 cases of corona? And then her grandmother came up and gave me a kiss, David. John Vid. Oh, John. Brother of COVID.
I have lung damage that David caused when he breathed toxins into my lungs when he would kiss me. Toxins called cheating. Okay, so it's not good.
So she starts coughing because she's Shannon. And inside, the family's dancing, and Bronwyn's like, oh my God, tonight I celebrated the man of my dreams. And then John and Shannon are in their room now, and she's just still wasted because it's like 1 second later.
Yeah,
and he's yeah. like, should we get the food out of here? She's like, I didn't eat. I didn't even get a chance to eat tonight. What is this?
And then she sits in the chair, and the chair reclines. She's like, babe,
my chair. Oh, look at my chair right now. It goes back. Oh, God, it goes back. Sort of like how Bronwyn takes us back instead of moving forward. That's what the chair does. It's like a Bronwyn chair. Wow.
She's like, are you telling me it's 9 p.m. and we're going to bed? What time is it?
And she's like, where's the after party?
Am I supposed to go to an after party?
And there's like a plate of like sad leftover food that maybe the kids left or something. And so she starts poking at it. And she's like,
it's a little cold. I'm okay. I can have the cold food. I mean, I'm already not the fun one with the sad vows. So I might as well just have cold food because I'm already not very fun. Okay.
And there are ladies there doing turn down. And she's like,
I don't want cheese. I want to lose some weight. This queso, cuanto tiempo queso es bueno? Los ciento cuatro horas, malo or no?
And they're like, paracho, puta gringa, loca.
I don't speak Spanish, but I got that part.
Like, okay, I'll eat it.
It's bueno. I'm going to eat it. Gracias. Were my vows fun, lady? You were there, right?
So the next morning, Gina and Bronwyn and Emily are up super early to go to AA. And Bronwyn's like, Gina's been going to meetings with me, and I am so happy that Emily would come to a meeting with me. That is huge.
Yeah. Huge. And they just like talk. They talk about going to AA and talking about how Gina was there for her and talk about how like the topics, you never know what the topic's going to be, but Gina volunteered her. And it's like, whatever, they're just like driving to AA. So then it's, now it's 9:38 in the morning, and Shannon is awake, and she's angry about her breakfast situation.
Sweetie, I said egg white omelet, well done, and this is not an egg white. It is not an egg white. You just see what this is? It's a yellow egg. It's not egg white, okay?
It's egg yellow. I'm going to call them. Oh, do you think it's going to take? Hi, it's me, the lady who asked for egg whites who has yellow. I'm calling to ask for egg whites. Well done. Is it going to take forever?
I have a question. Did anyone else ask for egg whites? And if they did, was this conversation more fun or was that conversation more fun? I'm just curious.
So she's like, this is just last night when I didn't get dinner. And then she almost falls out of her chair.
Yeah. So then she's like, and then she's looking at, there's like a breakfast quesadilla out there. And she's like, what's
this green? What is this, a chili? Is this this green here? Is this something that might make me more fun? What is this over here?
He's like, just eat it, God damn it. So he's like, so what are we doing today?
She's like, well, I'm doing stuff with my friends. Bye.
And so they bring her egg white thing.
Sad egg whites.
Yeah, but she said egg whites with nothing else on them. So it's just like a plate of egg whites. And she just stares at it, grossed out. She's like,
well, it's not very well done. It is runny.
That's okay. That's okay. I probably don't deserve anything well done. I mean, nothing's been well done in my life. I mean, just look at my vow renewal, which apparently was not well done. Apparently was the most boring thing that Sal has ever seen. Well.
So then Liz calls her mom from her room. It's like, oh, Mom, hi, it's me, Liz. Old man River. All right, now listen, we just went to a wedding. We just went to a vow renewal, and it's real hard because it's right by that huge mansion that me and What's-His-Buns built. Huge mansion. I'm right next to it. I can feel it calling me.
Yeah, so I'm doing the dead man walk, and I'm Susan Sarandon. The mansion is Sean Penn, and we just have some glass called the Parker right in between our fingertips. There we go, Mother.
It's like, this home, it was supposed to be a forever home. It's 10,000 square feet. It's got multiple pools with waterfalls and dancing ladies on the top and dolphins jumping through fire hoops into the pool. I'm rich. rich as hell.
Oh, mother. Mother, guess what I did? I wrote a text to Burns. I did it. I woke up and I texted him and now I'm crying because I feel like such a terrible woman. I feel like an unnatural woman because I'm not strong. That's what I thought I would be. I thought I'd be strong. But whatever doesn't kill you doesn't make you stronger. Just makes you a texter, okay?
So she's like losing it. Basically, she's doing that thing where she leaves the guy and she's like, screw you. I can't believe you got somebody pregnant. And then you're just like waiting for him to text you back like, no, come back. And I guess he's not. And that's what I'm getting from it. Or any,
yeah,
because she keeps texting him and he's like getting mad, but she's still texting him. And she's like, you know, I just feel like I go into this trial and they just look at me like I'm this gold digger. A gold digger. That, like, the judge just looks at me like I just want money. Oh my God, I can see myself on the phone. I don't even have money for Botox. Look at my face, mother. Look at my face.
Her mom is like, please hang up. I'm sick of having this conversation. We have it every single morning. You get drunk, yeah, you text Burnt, and then you act like you like Jimmy. Okay, fine.
Yeah, her mom's basically like, get a job, you know?
Yeah.
So then 1 week of COVID.
Yeah, we're getting the COVID timestamps, just like Southern Charm. So now Bronwyn's on the phone with Kelly. Well, the girls are just basically all going to the pool, and Shannon is FaceTiming with Elizabeth, and Elizabeth's like, I've been crying. I was crying when I met you. Now I'm crying to forget you, Bert. I tell you that much.
Shannon's like, oh, I'm sorry. Well, you have so many happy things happening, lady who lives in the poor section of the beach. Everything's going great.
Actually, as soon as she said that she's been crying, Shannon rips off her sunglasses like, someone has pain. I must bathe in it. She's like, tell me about this crying.
Yeah. It's like, inject your tears into my veins.
So now they're all, everyone's just like, there's like a lot of gathering at the pool, okay? And just gathering and chatting. And so Shannon shows up. She's in a robe. And Kelly is dressed sort of in a pantsuit, and Chan's like,
oh, hey, safari woman, I'm fun. I'm not just a woman with a tincture. I'm a woman who's fun with a tincture.
And Liz is like, where are these bitches? Where are they? And Chan's like, well, I'm naked under this robe.
Pool guy, did you hear that?
And they just cut to the pool guy who's like, please don't hurt me.
It's like, we have real celebrities to stay here, people.
Are you drinking a bloody marriage? I mean, Mary, sorry. My kids, if they were ordering for me, would have ordered me a bloody marriage because that's how terrible mine was, apparently.
Apparently, I have to start drinking bloody fun Marys now, I guess. I don't know.
And Kelly's like, maybe you should have some hair of the dog. And she's like, I don't need dog.
How dare you say that about Archie? How dare you? I would never do that to Archie.
And then we find out Bronwyn's kids have lice.
It's like the best thing to ever happen to this show is infestation.
God.
Sorry. I'm just laughing because Bronwyn's like, they have lice. And Kelly goes, oh, I was touching them.
Yeah, I was touching them. And then we see a clip of Kelly being the weirdo at the wedding where she's like, hi, kids. She's giving kisses. It's Kelly. Do you love me? And one of them's just like, yeah, scratching at his scalp.
Scratching. And she's hugging. She's like, get closer to me. Let's put our heads together. Now we're bonded for life.
And Kelly's like, I have to go to Once in a Lice Time, which I guess is like the local lice place in OC.
I guess so.
And Shannon's like, well, we practically live there. So then everybody's there now, and Bronwyn's like, oh my God, yeah, it's true, my kids have lice. I thought they were just sweaty because it was so hot. And Kelly's like, oh my God, news, hold on, listen, oh my God, Rick just came on the phone. I'm sorry. Fox News. This is Fox News now. So listen to this. The Warriors are going to play out with fans. They're going to play without the fans there. And you can't get toilet paper anywhere. It's like the end of the world. Oh.
I know. By the way, I just want to report that we're out of toilet paper in Los Angeles, which goes to show that no one learned anything over the past 9 months. If you hoarded toilet paper the first time around, did you remember using it all? Did you have to hoard it again?
I had a feeling. I just never stopped buying toilet paper. Like, every time I got groceries, I would get a couple of toilet paper. Just because once you've been without toilet... I mean, I was never totally without, thank God. But just when you're faced with the idea of not having toilet paper, I never want to be faced with that again. It's like people who lived through the Depression, you know? And they're like, you're spending more than 20 cents on dinner? I'm going to be like that now with toilet paper. I will always hoard toilet paper the rest of my life.
Thanks, Kevin. I just bought a 48-pack like last week, but purely coincidentally. It's like I was out of toilet paper. So like I bought like, you know, one of those big-ass things because just like it was what was available on Instacart and I did it. But I was thinking to myself, if I had like waited another week because I had like enough to make a week. I was like, if I wait another week, I might not have had toilet paper and it would have been a real issue.
You'd have some dirty hands, boy. So, okay, now's where it gets to the part where we're talking, like, it's like the first reactions to COVID, which kind of sounds familiar, you know, just from anybody who talked about this with friends. So Kelly's like, I mean, there's been 30 deaths. And Emily goes, well, were they old people?
Because old people don't count.
Yeah, but at first they were, but at first they were like only, you know, older people and like, what was it? Older people and sick people or something would get it. And Kelly's like, yeah, don't people die of the flu anyway? I mean, come on.
And Elizabeth's like, well, this is completely blown out of proportion. Just sort of like my text I sent to Bernd, okay? And I'm going to tell you guys, in 60 days, it'll pretty much be gone, even though we are actually already 3 months into this crisis. And at this point, I thought she was just saying something to be like, oh, whatever. And then it turns out, Elizabeth... it's a crazy person.
Yeah. It's like Big Pharma wants a vaccine. They want to sell you this vaccine. And cities need funding. And if you ask me, it's just blown out of proportion.
I did not see that coming. I did not see Elizabeth being the one saying that crap. Which, by the way, lies. It's all lies. Please don't believe what she said. Let's laugh at what she said. Let's not use that as fact.
Oh, it's my really God. That we yeah, the that. Whole world is just faking it. My
yeah,
God,
Big Pharma has just launched the biggest conspiracy theory in the entire world, and there hasn't been a whistleblower through any of it. Yes, I'm
Big
sure
Pharma
that's
is just dying to get its hands on Dolly Parton's wallet. You know, Pfizer has just been like, that fucking Dolly Parton, I'm stealing her purse the second I get a chance.
Cities need money, which is why we are making it terrible in South Dakota right now. Yeah, please don't believe it. And if you do believe that, please... be open to rethinking it. That's what I'm
so Shannon's say. Like, oh God, Kelly, you're talking about clothes and we're talking about life and death. And Liz is like, well, I'm stuffed up because I'm crying. Jimmy went to work and I cried on my own, but whatever, non-sexless lover. Now listen, I love your vow renewal. It just reminded me of how shitty body is right now. And she starts crying and Bronwyn sounded kind of rude here. She's like, sorry, that wasn't the intention at all.
Well, I'm just feeling a lot of emotions. You got me feeling emotions because my divorce is about to be final. And, you know, it's going to be the closing curtain on this wonderful marriage of mine. And I've just suppressed a lot of emotions over the years. And it's all crumbling up right now.
And Shannon, who has been possibly the biggest nightmare through her entire divorce, is like, I mean, but come on, you get support for like 5 years. And she's like, yeah, yes. But it's final this month, so I have emotion about it. And Emily's like, well, do you think that you stuffed feelings down and now they're coming out because the divorce? Yes, Emily. Thank you. Thank you, Emily.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking Emily with every single issue on the show.
So they're basically in the nasty phase of the divorce right now. And Emily's like, so if it's nasty right now, why are you talking? She's like, well, girls, I have to admit something. I did a naughty thing, okay? I texted Bert. I said, Big Pharma's out to get us. And furthermore, I'm really sorry I filed for divorce. I'm really sad that our marriage will be over soon. Because that's how I feel. That's how I feel. And they're all like, oh my God, this woman is more deranged than we ever thought.
Yeah, they're like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. And Gina says that he probably picked her for a reason because she would take his bullshit. Mm-hmm. And Kelly's like, I mean, come on. It's been years. I just don't get it.
Like, what sort of apology are you waiting for?
Yeah, and Emily's like, well, you know, if it's getting nasty between you, you shouldn't even be talking. You should be talking through your attorneys. And Liz is like, you know what? I don't even know how I feel. Like, I just want him to apologize, you know? I want him to say I fucked up. And Bron, everyone makes it about themselves.
Everyone's like, my mother never apologized. Like, like across the board, they're like, well, my mother never apologized.
Everyone makes it about themselves. Bronwyn's mom never apologized to her. And Kelly's like, yeah, my mom hasn't apologized either. And Liz reads the text to them. I'm like, Liz, don't. You're not in the supportive place right now.
I know.
She texted him, I just wish you had been more honest because I loved you from the bottom of my heart and you hurt my soul. And she's like, he was supposed to protect me. And Kelly goes, well, if Rick was like that with his ex, I'd be like, get out of here. Wait, let's fuck again. Now get out of here.
So Emily's like, she's like, I don't think Liz is ready for another relationship. And she's like, well, Jimmy and I aren't sleeping together, so it doesn't matter. We're like friends anyway. And they're all, women are all like, oh, God. Like, this is the sound of like five head smacks going at once. You just hear like, like, no, what? Oh, dear.
Yeah. And then they all react like, we don't get her at all. And she's like, and here I am, so close to our mansion, our forever mansion. It's just right over there. And Kelly's like, why don't you just settle? And she's like, he won't settle. And Gina's like, do you have what you need now? Then walk away, because I promise you, this will kill you. No, no. You guys, stop giving everybody advice based on what you're going through. Like, yeah. She's going through a divorce. She's not going through the divorce from the abusive guy. And she's not your mother. And she's not your mother either. Let the bitch get her billions. Okay?
Yeah, he cheated. He cheated, and she's put in this much time, and they're a month away.
Yes.
Let her get her settlement.
Yes, tell her just be patient, stop texting him, and get your $500 million. Okay? That's seriously what you need to tell her.
So, they're basically saying, like, walk away. She's like, I don't want him to win. And Kelly's like, I think you like it. And then Shannon, of all people, to circle back to what you were saying, she goes, well, there's no reason to think about it for 1 minute. He's not in your life anymore. Has anyone seen David's Instagram? I'm just wondering.
And Kelly, who can always say the wrong thing in any situation. I mean, it really is a talent. She goes, I mean, I've been your friend for a couple of years now, and honestly, this is, like, exhausting.
I mean, look at you. You're upset. You're emotional. You make no sense at all.
Yeah, these ladies are so cold. Like, no, they're not giving her the worst advice, but they're not really being helpful. It's like, you guys are like sobbing all over each other about every other little thing, you know, but the new girl tries to open up and you're like, get over it.
Yeah, seriously.
So she's like,
let it go.
And Emily's like, well, the first thing you need to do is just let go of that house. And she's like, but it's so big. And it's right there. I could just imagine the sound of the 7 air conditioners running. Oh.
And Kelly is like, you know what? If she was getting pounded every night, she wouldn't be talking about her ex-husband. You know, she needs to get, you know, you have to get under someone to get over someone. Well, she needs to get under someone a lot. Okay.
And so they're like, okay, well, that was weird. Let's go. Like the least supportive group of people of all time. I mean, Bronwyn couldn't even fake it. Come on, Bronwyn.
Yeah. And then basically Kelly tries to throw everyone in the pool. Everyone's like, no. And then she's like, stop talking about your ex. And just pushes Liz into the pool. She's like, oh, I'm wet.
And that brings us to the end, eh?
That was the end. So everyone, I hope you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving. Hoping you are being safe because there still is a pandemic out there. But I hope you are feeling love and having lots of wonderful food, even if you have to be socially distanced from a lot of the people you don't want to be socially distanced. So like me with Ronnie right here.
Aww. Love you.
Everyone, we are grateful. We are thankful for all of you and like helping us get through these past several months by being there for us. And we hope we are there for you. And we'll be back on Monday. Back at it with Potomac.
Back at him, honey.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Stops. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye. 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 Clock, clock. Turkey. Gobble, gobble, I guess is the right one.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Mitchells.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.